Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of where to light. And I want to point out there's a concept which is people have heard of being mishtatzef with a pruta, paying some money to join into the halacha of the Baal HaBayis. We want to clarify those halachas when they apply and when they don't apply. I do want to point out that Mishnah Berurah says that in a scenario where a person is at home and a person is there and he could light. Nowadays it's considered a Maris Ayin issue since most people light on their own. So that would be a Maris Ayin why this person is not lighting. So it would be appropriate the person should light on his own and not rely on being mishtatzef with a pruta, even in a scenario where he theoretically could. So what is this concept of being mishtatzef with a pruta? The Gemara, when it introduces the halacha of Hadlakas Ner is Chanukah, it refers to it as the mitzvah is Ner Ish Ubeisoy. The primary mitzvah is one Ner for the home. But it presents it as a halacha of Ner Ish Ubeisoy. It's a Ner of the person and his bias, which means the members of the household, but specifically it's in conjunction with the other person has a house. The Sosemus points out, based on a Tosfos in Sukkah, that if a person does not have a bias, a person is homeless, a person does not have a mitzvah, but halakha neir is chanukah. He doesn't have to light at the end of his park bench. And they also said that there's the ikar mitzvah is that the bias should have one neir. So all of the members of the household are yotze with that one neir that the Baal HaBayis would light. The Mora continues and says that there's something called mahadrin, something called mahadrin mina mahadrin, and that is evolved into the minhag that the Rama says that each person lights, but meeker than one person can light. Who does this halakha go for? Who is considered beisai? So that it includes a person's wife, it includes a person's children. What about if he has guests? So if he has a person who lives there regularly and eats the food of the Baal HaBayis, that person is considered part of the bias and is included in the halakha of Ner Ish Ubeisoy. So the example which halakha gives is a mishareses. They have a Jewish servant who lives in the house and is part of the household, eats the food with the house, etc. That person will be included in the Ner, in the halakha of the Baal HaBayis. Since in many places women do not light, so in the case there will be a woman, it's not just a theoretical concept from the time of the Gemara. This will be relevant to this day that she can be included in the halakha of the Baal HaBayis. A person has a guest who's eating the food of the Baal HaBayis, be the same thing. If a person has a guest who's eating their own food and they're just taking space there in the house, so that's the case which the Gemara refers to as achsanoi. He's a guest. He's not really part of this bias because he's really eating his own food. On the other hand, he's using this bias. This is where he's, the bias that he's staying in, living in, for this period of time. So Chazal said that they were going to make somewhat of a middle ground, that he can be yotze with the hadlaka of the bias if he's some way facilitating the hadlaka of the bias as well. It's not enough just to be part of the household. He has to facilitate the hadlaka. How is that? His shemen, and according to Rashba, his wicks, are being used or being partially used for the halakha. So how does he get this ownership? He gives a pruta to the Baal HaBayis, and by giving the money to the Baal HaBayis, he's kona some of the wicks and some of the oil, and now his wicks and oil are being used to light. There is a machlokas in halakha whether the Baal HaBayis actually has to add more oil, or it's just enough to use the oil that he has there. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's enough to use the oil which he has there. How is he kind of, what type of kinyan do we use? We know that on a Torah level, giving money is kind of even things which are movable, as opposed to on a rabbinic level, you can only use money for real property, for real estate, but not for movable objects. But over here, for the purpose of a mitzvah, we're assuming on the din of the Torah that giving money, he automatically gets an ownership in these items. So that's the case of achsanoi, that he's mishtatzef b'pruta. And even that, the Mishnah Berurah says we're going to discourage because of the issue of Maris Ayin, that people think that the person's not lighting because they don't understand that he's being mishtatzef b'pruta. So on a practical level, Achsanoi does not seem to have relevance. B'Vesh Hashem, tomorrow we will talk about some places where we can actually apply the concept of the Isha Beisoy and Achsanoi to Halacha L'Maisa. Have a good day.